Leading the list of groups supporting CAFTA are large farming interests and the National Chamber of Commerce. Jim Pugh of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says his group is urging its members to contact their congressional representatives and urge them to vote for it. He says eliminating trade barriers will boost state exports, and that's good for the economy.
I mean, the Central American market has 45 million residents. Right now, for example, dairy products, go in there with a very high tariff. We can get those tariffs down. We can sell more products over there. And if the products get sold, people can have more business. They can expand, create more jobs.
But Andy Gussert of the Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition says most Central American consumers don't have a lot to spend on American exports.
Those are five of the poorest countries in the world. They just don't have the type of buying power that China does or other countries do. So when we talk about exporting Wisconsin goods, frankly, the people of El Salvador are not going to be our best customers.
Gussert and other opponents of the trade pact say it will do just what NAFTA did and prompt more manufacturing companies to go south of the border where labor is cheaper. That will lead to job losses here. Gussert also says Congress should add labor rights and environmental protection requirements to the trade pact before voting on it.
It's time to look at a new way to start doing trade. And that new way is to say we're not going to continue the outsourcing policies that basically give benefits and an unfair advantage to groups that don't have basic labor regulations or basic environmental regulations.
But Jim Pugh from WMC says opponents of free trade aren't being consistent.
You know, on the one hand, they say, you know, we need to have autonomy for these countries. And on the other hand, when it suits their purposes, they want to impose, you know, a United States-style regulatory environment.
Supporters of the trade pact will be making that argument to Wisconsin Congress members over the next week. Andy Gussert has been tracking Wisconsin Republican support for CAFTA. He says both Congressmen Tom Petri and Paul Ryan will support it. But he says Mark Green's campaign for governor may prompt him to oppose it. And James Sensenbrenner may also vote against the pact. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.